My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're tackling post-holiday New Year's storage resolution solutions with special guest Carl Chambly from Wasted Spaces. And we're giving away Stanley's Fat Max Extreme Portable Truck Box to one lucky listener to help keep your tools safe and well-organized. So stay tuned for ideas to help answer your post-holiday storage questions and to find out who's going to win that truck box. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
I was walking down the street.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life, and welcome to 2010.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's nice to be inside 2010 with you, and it's been a wonderful year so far.
Yeah, all day and a half of it.
Yeah, day and a half. We've made it this far.
We're on a streak. Not streaking, mind you.
I'm not streaking. Don't worry. And Mark, I won't let him.
And welcome to the My Fix It Up Life audience to 2010 and our adventure for this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited because it's been a wonderful week this week, the holiday season, with spending time with our family.
We have spent time with our family. There's no question about it.
We have. And, you know, we almost stayed up all to midnight on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Sadly, we didn't. I'll admit that we just didn't quite get there.
There are a couple extenuating circumstances to that.
Well, I think a lot of parents can probably understand our circumstances because we made it till 11:30 and then, you know, I just said, I don't think it's worth it.
Seen it, done it, all that other stuff.
Yeah, and our baby doesn't really know that it's New Year's Eve, so he doesn't know that it's New Year's Day when he's supposed to wake up later, so he just wakes up when he does. So
exactly. Yeah. That, and here comes the art critic in me.
Oh, no.
Some of the bands that they had, and we watched all the shows.
We did, because we didn't have a babysitter, so we stayed in, and we decided we'd hunker down and watch all of the show. So it was like we were there, you know, in Times Square in Las Vegas and everything.
The Vegas party, was it Vegas? Where was Green Day?
I don't remember where Green Day was.
LA, but it
was,
or Vegas or
but
something.
But he was awesome.
Oh, they rocked.
Britney Spears was awesome, too.
She can put on a performance, that girl. She's in the middle of a lake, like in front of the Bellagio in Vegas.
And Mark is convinced that he wants to grow facial hair like Daughtry.
Yeah, but I want to sing like him, man. I mean, talk about no energy.
I like Daughtry.
Yeah, Matt is giving the thumbs
down.
But
he didn't really give me the energy on, and like not enough to stay awake, really.
Oh. And there were some other ones.
But the facial hair, though.
Well, they were these beard lamb chops were shaped like an S.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I could grow facial hair, I would grow it like him.
Yeah, you'd have something, some kind of statement, some kind of word across your face.
Totally have a lightning bolt on one side, S curve on the
other.
It'd
make you look fast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so we didn't quite make it all the way through. But we did catch a little bit of the Rose Bowl parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I can build one of those things about 10 minutes. Float, flowers, moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I decided that while we were watching it that I want to be Nancy O'Dell next year because sitting inside the booth with Al Roker, not because of Al Roker, but just because
thank you.
All the flowers, like it must smell so good. Like that must be the best smelling job in broadcasting.
Not working with me. Here comes Matt.
Might make up for Al Roker's stench.
Maybe that's why they have so many flowers around Nancy so that she'll do the job.
Today's guest of my Fix It Up Life is Al Roker.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Anyway, I really appreciate all the hard work that goes into those parade floats.
Oh, that? You just handed me a ham-handed segue into the second part of our little banter here, which is while we did spend time with family and friends and we did watch New Year's Lame-O Eve,
we can... New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I was out for New Year's. Did they still wheel Dick Clark out? Is he still...
We couldn't stay up as late as him. Shows you how lame we are. He's 215 years old, and he can stay up later than us.
Next year. We'll do it next year.
Well, we maintained progress on our various projects.
We did. Yeah, we got drywall up in our house. We finished the insulation and gave Mark a haircut in the process. And you might ask, what does insulation and Mark getting a haircut have to do with each other?
Well, we insulated the walls, both exterior and interior, and the ceiling with Dow's new polyester safe touch insulation. And we also, hold on a second, my wife is actually trying to pull the pen out of my hand.
Yeah, so, well, are you taking notes on what you're saying?
Can you wait till a commercial to tell me how wrong I am?
No, I can't.
Okay.
As your wife.
You're your own wife.
I am. And okay. It's my responsibility to inform you of all the wrong things you do constantly throughout the day. If I don't do that, who's going to do it?
Reason enough not to get married.
Yeah. Shattering Mark's ego one show at a time. Yeah. Do we have to go to a break?
No.
Please.
No. We did rigid foam insulation, and we did...
We used Dow Safe Touch in the walls.
Yes, we did.
Which is a polyester insulation, fiberglass free. We liked working with it.
Yes.
We used Dow rigid foam panels in the mudroom ceiling.
Yes.
And for the small spaces around switch boxes and various cracks in the old framing and stucco, we used Great Stuff expanding foam insulation, which works very, very well.
It does work very well. It really gets into cracks and crevices and sticks in there because some got in Mark's hair.
Yeah, I was using it over my head and some leaked out of a crevice, and sure enough, Dow recommends using safety glasses when you use this stuff, and I
good
see
reason.
Why. They should recommend baseball hats, too, because got it in my hair.
He did, so I had to cut some of it out of, well, a lot of it out of his hair. So, yeah. That's what we did.
That was a good time. But
we got the drywall up, too.
We got some drywall up.
And we worked on the floor.
Yes. I love it. We got a Eastern White Pine floor to match what's in the rest of the house.
From Lumber Liquidators.
Oh, yeah. It is good stuff. And the beauty of it is its imperfection. So it's full of knots and all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, and it dents easily and scratches easily, which is what we want because we're after that whole look in our house. And because we're working on our house, it's going to get dented anyway. So I think that we should just celebrate the imperfections.
Yeah, it's really nice stuff. So we got that in the kitchen. We still have to do the mudroom with that.
And what we're talking about today is wasted spaces.
Yes, making the most of underused and underutilized spaces with Carl Champley.
And we are also giving away Stanley's Fat Max Extreme Portable Truck Box, and that's happening next on
My Fix It Up Life.
There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. How are you, babe?
I've been doing pretty good since we broke a minute ago for a commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are at Fix It Up Fine time.
We are. Fix It Up Fine fun time.
Yeah, I'm going first this week. You've gone first, and we're still doing Fix It Up Fines, even when we're not on the air, they're running so long.
Well, because you love what I find in the universe.
Plus minor food.
Okay, go first, dear.
Well, this is food that I'm using as a tool. tool, if you can believe it or not.
Like the glue that you're using as a hair product?
It's a hair gel.
Yeah.
My hair is still in the form
you're
that it
so
was.
You're so creative, honey. Really. You were saying that the gel you were using wasn't giving you all day hold.
That's right.
But there, you know what?
There's a phrase I didn't think I'd ever use in my adult life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since my wife has given me a sense of style beyond the job site.
Yeah, I've totally, you know, wifed him.
Yeah, so I use a hair gel product now.
Yes, he does.
And now I can tell the difference between those that have all day hold and those that don't. So anybody who wants to come here and punch me in the face, they sure can.
Because you probably think that they should. Oh, no.
Matt's actually walking across the room.
Oh, no.
I meant that figuratively, bonehead. Sit down.
So, honey, what food are you using as a tool? I want to know.
Well, in as much as our kitchen is in our dining room, and it's a microwave oven and paper plates and canned goods and
stuff. And a slow cooker.
Oh, the slow cooker.
I use a slow cooker all the time.
Yeah. But what's not cooked in the slow cooker is cooked by Swanson Hungry Man dinners.
It's true.
I've been knocking these things down for the hurry-up lunch breaks, the hurry-up dinners where I got to get back on the job or I just can't deal with washing another dish in the utility sink, and they really taste good.
And they do fill him up. And I do have to say, though, as being, you know, the mom and wife in the household, and
this portion of the program brought to you by Evolutionary Biology.
And, you know, it's probably a little bit of my mom's Italian whole thing coming through that I feel a little bit guilty when he's eating these frozen meals, but you know, it's what you have to do, so I have to let go.
Yeah, I guess you do, because I got to eat them. They're good, and if you're living a fix-it-up life, and I wish Swanson was paying us to say this, but they're not. It's better, faster, cheaper than going out to eat, which is what I usually do. I go out and go to the sub shop and live on, you know, chicken parms and stuff.
Yes.
And here I'm getting vegetables. I'm getting, you know, solidly cooked meal.
And some of them have little brownies in them that sometimes I steal.
Oh, yeah. Notice how long she's not complaining.
I don't complain about that because we don't buy a lot of brownies and things in our house. So it's fun when there is one.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, so that is your find. Is there another find?
I have another find, but why don't you go with your find now?
Oh, hon, that's so nice.
I'm the best. If anybody wants to praise me, please call us at 610-701-9243. Become our fan on Facebook or email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Subject line, Mark's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody in the studio's eyes have glassed over.
The phone lines are going wild.
It's a Christmas tree.
It's wild here. I mean, seriously. There's people, like, running to the studio. There's a mob scene on the street.
You should look out the window right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's actually smoke pouring out of the switchboard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so mine fix it up fine. My first one is pants. And pants that I have been wearing while we've been working on our house that I'm so excited about. They're from Carhartt. And what makes them awesome is that I've tried to wear old jeans and other kinds of work pants and stuff in the past. But, you know, when you, like, kneel down or crouch down, you kind of get a little bit of looseness in the waistband.
Yes.
Can lead to some embarrassing moments
for
a lady.
Not for me.
For me.
Well, they have belts.
Yeah, well, my tool belt kind of, like, pulls down the pants, too. So there's, like, a lot of things going on. But these pants have that contoured waistband, which is awesome.
Yes.
So it helps to keep, you know, everything where it needs to be inside
modesty
the pants.
Issues. Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And they look like regular, you know, pants that I have, like, from gas store from Banana Republic or anything. They don't look like total unstylish work pants, too. So, and they're less than $50 at Carhartt.com.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say, immodestly, that they look great on you.
Ooh.
You look great in them.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's so sweet.
I'll take a smooch during the break.
All right. And I have another one that I totally found while we were working this week.
Yes.
A new, well, new to me, gun hose from Ridgid that I totally love when we were nailing down the floor.
I love it when the fix-it-up finds actually come from my shop. This is good. I can speak to this one.
Yeah, you can speak to this one. And, you know, what's funny about it is that we have a few different gun hoses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some of them you have to pull on to get it to go in and out of the tool to
right.
attach.
Yeah.
And I thought this one was the same way. And so I was just, like, struggling trying to get this gun hose off and on. And I called Mark in to, like, try to do it. And then, like, basically his veins are popping out of his body, like, trying to get it off. And he got it off somehow. And then he remembered, realized, or whatever, that it's much easier.
It's a quick attach. All you do is just put it on the tool.
Yeah, our 8-year-old can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I practically tied the thing to the trailer hitch in my truck to get it off.
It's so easy to use. Is there a special name for it? It's just the Ridgid gun hose.
I got it at Home Depot. It's Ridgid 50-foot gun hose.
And it doesn't all coil up, too, and get all messy. Like,
it lays flat.
Oh, love
it. It's awesome.
It.
And I can say that I've pulled it out of the snow, so even when it gets cold,
mm-hmm.
it'll still lay flat and remain flexible. I don't know how they do it.
Makes it so much easier.
It's a fabulous, fabulous tool.
Well, do you want to do another find, or do you want to go to break?
No, let's do one more.
Okay.
We've got time for one more, and it's what I'm using as my keychain.
Okay.
If you can believe it or else. Now, everybody out there has probably, especially in the fix-it-up life, used some kind of carabiner for their keychain,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, it says right on there, not for climbing, and they take it and they hook it on their belt loop and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, these have either evaporated from stores, or they now cost like $8.
And
I refuse to pay $8 for that.
Okay.
So while I was at Granger the other day, I found the Night Eyes, NITEIZE.com.
Okay.
S-beaner. And it's this thin S-shaped carabiner, and it's got two sides, two hooks, if you can picture the S side. And I can click my keys on one side or keys to a lock on another. Anyway, check it out. It's pretty cool.
Cool. I like that.
And we have to take a break.
We do. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
It's been a while.
Portions of My Fix-It-Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com.
Back inside My Fix-It-Up Life with Mark and Teresa, where a little bit later on the program, we have Carl Champley joining us.
But we do.
And that's him searching for a thought. But right now, we have a caller on the line.
We do have a caller on the line. I'm very excited. And I hope the caller is calling for you this time, because usually they just call for me. I know.
Oh, I've got bated breath. Who's joining us on our Fix It Up Life?
Hi, my name's Stephanie, and I'm calling from Scottsdale.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. Did you have a good New Year's Eve? We didn't stay up for the whole thing or anything. We were, you know. So did you stay up for us?
I did. I stayed up till about 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here's what I need. I need
You're a
email.
Serious New Year's Ever.
Yeah. I need photos.
I bet Matt didn't even stay up till 5. No, he's shaking his head. Yeah. You beat him.
Yeah. I need photos of your social life so that it can be like mine.
Oh, so he can put them in his wallet and say, this is what I did. He can post your pictures on his Facebook page.
Yeah, I had a little lap blanket like my grandmother knitted. So
that you were knitting.
I am.
You were actually knitting it while you were watching New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yeah.
With the cats all around him.
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy cat lady.
He's wild. It's just so wild. That's what I love about you.
There is no reason for anyone to listen to this show.
No?
Stephanie, I hope you have a question because we're just trapped in a vortex in here of lameness.
We do. So what can we help you with today?
So I live in a loft. I have 16-foot ceilings and a cement ceiling. And I decided to utilize my upspace, and I put a pulley system in to hang my bike. But I'm wondering, do you think I can hang things that are heavier? Like, could I build a bookcase and hang it from the ceiling?
Ooh, I like that you hung your bike up there. And I love the 16-foot ceiling,
yeah,
too.
I didn't know the Roman Colosseum was in Scottsdale.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah.
She calls for help, and you give her that.
Yeah. We won't feel badly if you hang up.
No, we won't. I've had that happen to me before because of him.
So a loft is like you're in some kind of apartment building or something of that nature?
Right.
Okay, cool. And you want to utilize all that space that's, like a shaft up, what is it, a closet? Is it a bedroom? Is it?
It's the entire place, and it's just, it looks so empty, and it's kind of cavernous, and I've got a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Oh.
Well,
why not utilize that up space?
Step one, invite me over. Step two, I'll build a second floor in that puppy for you.
You don't want that. Don't give him your address.
Get a couple boards. I'll be done in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
No.
How old's the building,
how old's
Stephanie?
Well, the building is about 80 years old.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So, it sounds like they 80 years old, but is it like kind of a new place? Was it like built out for condos or apartments or whatever?
It was. About 5 years ago, they gutted it. So, we're talking drywall, metal studs, and cement ceiling.
Aha.
Metal studs.
Okay.
That's good.
Yes, but that's the keystone here, too, because if you want to, they don't carry much weight. They'll only carry, like, the drywall and pictures and, not very much. So you're going to have to, if you want to hang something massive, like a bookcase, you've got to hang it from the ceiling. So what you're going to want to get your hands on, either rent one or buy one, is a rotary hammer to drill holes for anchors. You're going to want to use a beefy anchor to get a board up there that you can then suspend your bookcase from.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can use an epoxy type anchor, and that's what I would use. You drill like a 1-inch hole, and you put in epoxy, make sure it goes up into the hole, not into your hair, like happens to me sometimes.
Yeah.
And the epoxy will hold, then you shove an anchor in there, like a piece of threaded rod, or there are different kinds of anchors. And then you can screw a big nut and a washer on there to hold a board right up to the ceiling. And then you can suspend your bookcase from that.
From the board, yeah.
From the board, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd try to use, steel brackets, too, if I could somehow figure out how to do that. To come down from the board. Because you really don't want to lose that big pile of bookshelves and stuff. For instance, when you're under it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so good.
Yeah, when you're not home, who cares?
Uh-huh.
So now, here's my other question. When I installed my pulley system for my bike, I used a hammer drill, and it made the biggest mess. It was like I was at the beach.
How do I
keep it clean? Or is that just part of the process?
There are two ways to do it. The easiest way to do it is to, whatever tool you use to drill the hole, take a Dixie cup, like a plastic, not plastic, but the wax paper kind, or styrofoam coffee cup, and put it over the drill bit. And then as you drill, the dust will fill into the cup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And stick a vacuum hose up there. You know, have someone hold a vacuum hose.
Awesome.
That'll catch the dust. That's a good question.
That is a really good question.
Drilling in the ceiling is a headache, to say the least.
Yeah, and then cleaning up the mess afterward.
Yeah, and I think you'll find using a hammer drill to drill something that you're going to need, like a 3/4-inch hole for this hardware you're going to want to use, will take a while and will be loud. So that's pushing the edge of what a hammer drill can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I went to rotary hammer right away. It's more, I don't know if you know anything about tools, but it's more of a heavier duty tool, and you can rent one for not very much, and the bit.
Okay.
So there you go.
Very cool. I love that you are wanting to hang a bookshelf from your ceiling. I love that idea.
That's awesome. I would hang stuff all over that ceiling. I would have ropes and zip lines. Can you hang a zip line and tell us
how
that goes?
He would hang a chair and a TV from the ceiling and, like, somehow magically lift himself away from the family and have his own special up space.
Yeah, could you have a harness you can tow yourself up next to your bike? And then you just hang there and watch SportsCenter?
That would really, you could really upset someone if they came over to visit.
It's funny, she hasn't given me her address yet. I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, please don't. No matter what he says he's going to do, don't give it to him.
Yeah, how's the weather in Scottsdale, by the way?
It's pretty much perfect. I think it's going to be about 73 today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just like here in Philadelphia.
37.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 37 here in Philadelphia. Got the numbers transposed, did you?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I hope you know how to use a digital camera and you would share us a photo of your bookcase project at some point.
On Facebook or, you know, just send it to us an email.
Yeah.
So if you have a fix-it-up question about your home, email us at info@myfixitiiplife.com or post something on our Facebook page, and we would love to answer it on an upcoming show. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
Did you know that melanoma skin cancer is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and worked hard to educate her community about melanoma. She was not able to see that the legacy of her work led to more than $150,000 raised for melanoma research and that at least 8 lives have been saved by early detection. She lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater, and always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by the Melanoma Information Network. To learn more, visit the Melanoma Information Network on Facebook today.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we were lucky enough to get a question from Al Heavens at the Philadelphia Inquirer. He shared with us from one of his readers.
Yeah, nice of Al to invite us into his column a little bit.
It was very nice. And so I thought it would be nice if we shared that question with everyone else.
You'd think I'm not even involved in this show.
You are involved. You're involved.
Oh, yeah, strong back, weak mind segment. please line up for your awards.
Well, I'm usually the one that leads on the sharing stage. I like to share.
Is there a question wrapped up anywhere in
this? There is a question, and the question is a really good question, too. It's very complicated. The question was, I'm writing you because my wife and I are at our wits' end. We live in a 30-year-old townhome, and over the years, we've had numerous water problems with our finished basement. In the far left of the basement, we enclosed the area that has the sump hole and made it a closet. We have a new sump pump in there and one in the window well outside, which used to overflow when we had severe rain. It seems that even though the window well is piped out to a French drain, the amount of water from all the other townhouses lends to it backing up during heavy rain. No problem since we put in the sump pump in the window well. But we had the wall cracks filled and sealed, and we replaced the rug. We also replaced the rug in this part of the finished basement with ceramic tile, since that area has been constantly saturated with water from previous leaks, and the basement smelled musty. Everything was fine until this last storm. My wife found water overflowed from the sliding door frame upstairs, just enough to send us downstairs in a panic to check the basement. The sliding door is directly overhead in this part of the basement wall, the base of which had a considerable amount of water after this recent rain. The water in the closet appears to be from this area as well, since the window well and wall in the closet were both dry. Now, here's the question. The problem is, who do we call? A doorframe guy? If we pay to replace those glass sliding doors in doorframe and we still get water in the basement, I will not be happy. What are we to do now? So that is a very complicated question that we got.
It is a complicated question, and after giving that quite a bit of thought, it's clear that there's a couple of things going on here. And usually when that's the case, I like to diagnose and solve one at a time.
Yes, and that's something that in any fix-it-up problem, you want to use this kind of methodical approach.
Yeah, the process of elimination, because the amount of other things that could be wrong that will confuse and give false data, what's that called in science? False positives.
Well, and you could also do, like, you could Band-Aid one of the, you know, the
major culprits.
And then it just totally, you know.
And it sounds to me like first person I'd call is Ghostbusters. I mean, that place is haunted.
Who are you going to call, Mark?
Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
Who sang that song?
Yeah. So what would you do?
I would, well, my feeling here, my judgment, my observation as a professional contractor is that the biggest culprit here sounds like the basement, and it sounds like water is getting through the walls and the floors as hydrostatic pressure. In other words, especially when it rains a lot, there's lots of water in the ground and it's got to go somewhere, and it takes a path of least resistance wherever it's going, and believe it or else, it can find its way through solid concrete.
It's so true.
Yeah, and it's coming up through a crack, a seam, a pore. So there's no amount of sealing that you can do to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Either outside the house, but since this is a townhouse, probably better off inside, you need probably to do an interior perimeter drain.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of that, the process there is you crack up the perimeter of your basement slab, dig a 2-foot deep trench all the way around your house. This is no small project.
And you aren't alone either, because we have to do this in our house too.
There's
in the
no
coming
question.
Months. Mm-hmm.
And you refill the hole with about 1 foot of crushed stone. Then you put in some drain tile, which is perforated pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So as the water rises and meets the bottom of your slab, your floor slab, it has a way to go into that drain tile rather than forcing its way through the floor. Of course, that drain tile or that pipe is all piped into your sump pump hole, and it's ejected out of the house. So that, and what tells me that's your problem is the part where you've tiled is not showing water, which mm-hmm. means you've sealed that off, but the water's just going to go somewhere else in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be step one, and if you're not really game for tons, literally, of heavy lifting.
Oh, my goodness.
Drywall buckets full of rocks
mm-hmm.
up and down the stairs.
Well, you know, New Year's resolution to get, you know, in shape, I think that it's a great project.
I would start there.
Mm.
Otherwise, a waterproofing contractor is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also various wall details they design to in case the water's coming through the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. Step two, and certainly a big part of this process, is to start with something that's much easier, which is the landscape. Make
yes.
sure all the dirt around your house, whether it's dirt or bark mulch or grass, is pitched significantly away from the foundation. lots and lots of water gets trapped in window wells and those kinds of things. It rolls right down the foundation wall, and where does it go? It goes inside. That's an easy fix and a very effective fix. Finally, you can get to work on those French drains, but they may be blocked on the inside, and you could be opening up another kettle of fish there. That's why we say process of elimination is the way to go.
Yes, and I think this question, too, is such a good one for this area because there's so many people that have flooded basements or wet basements because of the water table around here. So,
Or really they have rubble foundations in old houses, which are designed to let water through them.
That's true.
Yeah, so there's, if you have an old house and you're complaining your basement's wet, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and in our modern times when everybody wants to finish your basement and use your basement, well, it doesn't really work out so well.
Yeah.
So we have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with Carl Champlay from Wasted Spaces.
Very excited. That's coming up next on my Fix It Up Life.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in January 23rd when Color Splash and HGTV design star David Bromstad will be helping us navigate the world of color. Garage Mahal and two-time Victoria's Secret fashion show host Brian Corsetti will be talking extreme garages on February 6th. And celebrity stonemasons Dean and Derek will be taking our indoors out on February 27th. Become a part of My Fix It Up Life. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com to share your Fix It Up insights, to enter to win cool gear, or to just get advice on your next Fix It Up project. Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes, become a fan of the show on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week. My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Saturday at noon. My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment.
We're back with My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we have a special guest on the line today, Carl Champlay from Wasted Spaces. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for letting us be on.
Oh, it's a joy to have you on. And I'm curious, what are you doing today?
What am I doing today?
Yeah.
Well, actually, today I'm pretty much on my butt because I took a bit of a fall yesterday between some floor joists. So I think it's just a great excuse for me to catch up on a bunch of paperwork.
Oh my goodness, what were you doing yesterday?
Sounds like I'm doing something very similar to you guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm building a home, an ultra-modern green home out here in Los Angeles, and the insanity is I'm doing everything entirely on my own, from the gas, the plumbing, the electrical, standing the 20-foot wall frames using the car and all that sort of thing. But yesterday I was actually putting down a deck, and my little guy had just walked out with no shoes on, and I was just saying, buddy, you got to get some shoes on. It is a construction site, and then down I went. So nothing's broken. I think it's just a lot of bruising.
Oh, my goodness.
Or is that you being the classically tough Australian where, you see pain and just punch it back?
You know what, Mark? I tried to do that, but it's just too sore to touch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, no, all is great. And, it's interesting how these things happen. It's come down to a time where I've got so much paperwork to catch up on and, emails to correspond back and forth. So it's given me that little bit of daylight to catch up on those things.
Now, is this a home that you're working on for yourself or for someone else?
No, it's ourselves. We bought this little house, about 7 years ago now.
Okay.
And it was an old 1950s home. Not that old, but it was pretty much a tear down. We basically leveled it with a few walls, the floor, and one chimney remaining.
Oh.
And now we're building a platinum lead home on this site. So architecturally it looks gorgeous, and I'm just incorporating a lot of new materials into the house, a lot from Europe and here in the US as well. So it's very contemporary, it's very modern, but it's also a house that should pretty much run on its own when it's finished.
Oh, is it going to give back to the grid kind of thing? Is it that green?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a because I'm out here in California. I've never understood why you know, more homes don't have solar or they don't even have flat rooftops. So we've, it's not a big home, it's only 2,000 square feet, but there's 3,500 square foot of roof deck and deck areas. So, you know, we just get sunshine out here every day bar 2 weeks of the year. So I think we all should have solar. So a third of the rooftop will be designated to solar panels.
Oh, wow. Now, wow. Can you also incorporate a green roof, or is that remaining one-third sort of a, like a roof deck that you can have views on and that kind of thing?
Kind of both. It's I put a particular membrane down. It's your typical, you know, 2x12 joists, and we've accounted for a possible spar up there, so the joists have been doubled up in certain areas. But there's a system out where it's like your typical 3/4-inch CDX plywood has been fastened down, and then it was a basically like a bitumen type membrane, then the mesh, and then four very thin layers of this modified cement with a color and with an acrylic water-based acrylic sealer over that. So it's very durable. You could drive a truck over it. So we can put a garden on top of it, but I think with the solar panels, the rest of it's pretty much going to be an entertaining space.
Oh, that's great. So yeah. You just go ahead and give me your address and what time we should be there.
Oh, guys, listen, the door is always open for you guys. The only,
Don't say that because we will be there.
You'd have to bring your tool bags right now, so you may want to wait until it's finished, and then you can come up and share a few drinks or have dinner with us.
Well, we're going to be busy until you're done.
We're doing the opposite, as you probably know.
I'm sure you could find some time.
We're doing an ultra-not-modern house.
Yeah.
And we're picking that apart. But
now, that is a job on its own, isn't it?
You know, I almost envy you that you've been able to tear it down and come back with new.
Yeah, we sometimes talk about how it might have been easier.
And by might have been.
That's the question, isn't it, guys? It's like, do we put a stick of dynamite to the place or we just keep working with it? I know what you mean. The only thing we had in this house really was the floor, and it was 2.5 inches out of level from one end to the other, and it's caused me so much grief where I've had to, you know, float a concrete, you know, a sand cement screed to get everything level. But I know what you're saying. I used to specialize a lot in older renovations, and my heart and soul is with you guys. And anyone listening into your show, it's, I think anyone that's attempted to do any work on an old house, I guess they feel the same.
Oh, the hip bone's connected to the shoulder bone. Now, you got your start in Australia as a contractor and a remodeler and builder and those kinds of things. And one of the questions we have is how similar or how different are the practices and designs and techniques between the two countries?
Good question. It's very different. You know, some people disagree. Australian is English, but we speak the same language, but there are a lot of differences in the industry. Starting off training-wise, I started off back in 82. I started a four-year apprenticeship as a carpenter and joiner, and after that I did an additional 3 years at night, you know, while you're working during the day. Overall, it's 7 years to become a licensed contractor. I did an additional couple of years to become, you know, involved in structural engineering and what have you, and to become a licensed inspector. So, you know, I think it's just being young and thinking, well, while I'm at it, I might as well get it all done now, because, you know, it's always difficult to go back to these things. So it's very difficult to be licensed. If you don't do... if you're not on the job, it's a five-year university degree. So it's kind of different in Australia. It's really looked upon as a very good profession. Now, I'm not speaking really for mid or the East Coast, because it's a little different there. But here in California, it's, I don't know, I think people look a little down at the trades, and I think, well, they're just a tradesperson, they're just kind of a worker. But back home, and I think more so in the Midwest to the East Coast, it's more of a specialized thing.
Well, we have a very intense training program here that you probably don't know about. It's called Here's a Hammer, Get Busy.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're talking like Australia, and I think Canada has this to a certain degree, which is the guild system from Europe. Is it that same kind of thing where, I guess it is, where there's a journeyman and a master and all those
Correct.
Different designations?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, that is, we could use that here.
Yeah, I think it's all good because I've met a lot of tradesmen from time to time, and like I'm not a licensed electrician or a licensed plumber, but again, you know, when you're doing your own house, you become the owner builder, and you can get hold of you can get involved in a lot of things. But I'm doing a lot of plumbing work, like with using a lot of Kohler equipment right now, for example, and I talk to a lot of plumbers, and it's amazing that is their trade, their license, but they're really not up to date with a lot of stuff, or I don't know, some of them I've met, they're just not very efficient in their trade, and they keep talking about, oh, they wish they were doing this, wish they were doing that, and it's like, well, if you're a plumber or if you're a tradesperson, you should be really on top of your game, and I don't know, I meet a lot of people that don't seem to be take a lot of pride in what they do. At the same time, there's some wonderful people out there that are very much on top of it. But also, too, I think you were asking beforehand about the differences between Australia and the US. It's very interesting. Again, we speak the same language, but all of the tools that generally have different names. We're metric, of course. So it's been an interesting transformation coming to the US, you know, doing these television shows and what have you to talk about certain tools, because in my head we say them one way,
Over
here it's a different terminology. And I've been here now for 8 years, well, actually 9 years, but going back to Australia, I think I'm going to have to reconvert back into the system.
Well, I haven't even thought of that tools would even have different names. That's amazing.
Yeah, they do, and it's interesting. Like, just a lot of different tools have different names, but just the metric and the imperial system, that is a tough one, because metric is, and we converted in 66, so I kind of grew up with it, and it's just so easy. It's like, you know, zero is freezing, and 100 is boiling, and you know, a meter is 1,000 millimeters, and a centimeter is 10 millimeters. So it's quite easy. I think where it becomes confusing here in the US is when everybody tries to convert it.
Oh, sure.
Where, you know, 1 inch is 25.4 millimeters. So you kind of lose that notion that it's 25.4. You just say it's 25 mil or it's 2.5.
Well,
you know?
How many times have you been hanging a really expensive piece of crown and read it in imperial and then cut it in metric and went up and the thing was 6 miles short?
Mark, you've been there, done that, I can tell. it's so true, mate. You know what the most difficult thing, and Teresa, the most difficult thing I struggle with is that I'm doing a job and I'm looking for a particular tool through all my toolboxes, and then I realize it's actually in the container back in Australia.
Oh, no.
It's not here at all in this country. It's a specialized tool that I have in a different country. I couldn't use it because it's where 240 over there.
And we get frustrated if, you know, a tool is in the basement or it's in the truck or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm losing my mind.
We shouldn't. We have no excuses for getting upset any longer.
Yeah, that's it. Carl, you've put me to shame. I mean,
thank
I
have
all the answers left over.
Either that, guys, or I'm just going to wake up to myself and memorize where everything is. Mm. You know, maybe it's a good excuse I have for certain things not getting done. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, we have a bad excuse for, one, having to end this interview because we're up against a break, but two, to invite you back anytime you would like to join us, and by join us, I mean come to my house and help me frame that doorway.
You know what? It's funny. I think I'm going to be busy just like Teresa was saying. You know what? That leg all of a sudden is working, and I think I'm going to get back down on those joists.
But I think that we'll be available for that invitation to come and hang out on your roof deck anytime, though.
Oh, guys, no, that's just going to happen. And also, too, I just wanted to mention, mate, your beautiful book that you you published a few years back.
Oh, wow. I
still haven't read it from right through, but I'm halfway through it, and it's just wonderful. So any of your listeners out there, they've got to get a hold of a copy because, you know, anyone in the trade or a do-it-yourselfer, I think it's just a nice little read.
Oh, Carl, thank you very
much.
It's
one of my favorite books, too.
Thank
the Carpenter's Notebook. But it kind of has to be, I think.
Oh, let's not hang up on him now.
This is going great. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Carl, we are looking forward to having you back again very soon and finding out what you're up to with the house and Wasted Spaces and TV and radio. And
we hope that you have a speedy recovery, too.
I look forward to joining you guys again.
Thanks so much. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Martha Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lesson. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And it is giveaway time here on My Fix It Up Life, and we're giving away awesome tool from Stanley.
We are the Stanley Fatmax Xtreme Portable Truck Box.
Yes.
And
we've
if you're curious
about it on the show before.
We have, and you can see my handsome husband showing off its features and benefits on popularmechanics.com/Stanley Tools.
That's right. Hey, good website URL memory. That's Universal Resource Locator.
Well, you know, we've got fans on Facebook, but I'm your number one fan. I know. Isn't that good?
I love you. People don't like that kind of thing.
I do. Anyway, we're ready to give it away. We had some really, really fun reasons that we received on Facebook and email.
Yes, and it's getting harder every week.
It is getting harder because your reasons are getting better.
Love it.
And but we, you know, looked through and we read them and, you know, enjoyed each other's company while we looked at your email. And we picked one.
Yeah, that's really why people are listening to the show. Just saying.
Because we love each other or because they want to win free stuff?
Because they want to know what the answer is.
Oh, so this person won some free stuff from us, and let me read the email. She says, "Hello, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year." I love that.
Well, first of all, who's it for?
Oh, I'm going to tell you at the end.
Oh, we got to wait?
Oh,
I'm hanging on.
"I am a 49-year young woman who has reclaimed my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness." Love that. "I bought my first house back in May 2009, a repo fixer-upper. The next week after closing on the property, I lost my job. The company sold out. I've always loved doing fix-ups on everything, and I love to paint houses, so I went into business."
Yes.
"My self-proclaimed nickname is Ms. Fix-It."
Yes.
"At Christmas time, I've always asked Santa for tools, which makes most everyone laugh." I think I'm kidding.
Not us.
No. "I assure you, I'm not kidding. My mind goes crazy with ideas of things I can do and create with the proper tools. I also rely on this enthusiasm to generate work to pay for my new home. This truck box is ideal for my line of work. I have a big truck and I have lots of loose stuff like my drill, my new air nailer Santa brought me, extension cords, etc., sliding and falling all around the back of the truck when I drive. Well, I'm 5'2".
Small like a hand grenade.
"And for me to climb into the back of my truck, which I, as I mentioned, is a big truck, is a bit of a challenge." So, if you can just picture that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've got a big truck, too. I know the story.
Well, Julia from Goodrich,
Michigan, you just won the Stanley Fatmax Extreme Portable Truck Box. And, you know, I think that she is going to totally love it.
You're going to get a ton of use out of this. I mean, it's got an alarm. It's got a keyed entry. It's got keyless entry.
And it's wheeled.
Wheeled, so you can...
Which, you know, as a woman, it is so easy to wheel this thing around full of tools, too. And being a petite woman, well, makes it even easier.
I would get a couple planks and put them on the tailgate of your truck bed, so you don't even have to lift it at all. You just wheel it down and wheel it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The handle slides in and out for easy movement around the job site. It's rugged. It's water-resistant. You're going to get a lot of mileage out of this. In fact, we want to know how much mileage you get.
We do. So we would love for you to send us an email or post something on Facebook and let us know how it's working out for you when you receive it from Stanley.
Action photos from the job site.
Action photos. I love it.
By the way, if you're going to buy one of these items, they're only available at Lowe's.
Okay.
So if you're running around looking for them in different places, you won't find them. Unless you're running around looking for them at Lowe's.
Inside the Lowe's Home Improvement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So next week's show, Mark, I am so excited.
We're doing this again?
We're actually going to have another show next Saturday at noon.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got to get ready for that.
You should put it on your calendar.
I got to go.
It's January 9th at noon, and we're going to get organized. So, you know, that's a good idea. You could get an organizer and write the date down, that time, and to be here with me, get in the car with me, and drive over to the station.
I'm going to get organized for our show and organization.
Let's do a remote from my apartment and actually organize my apartment.
Matt, it's not a show. It's not a show on bulldozers. Dynamite.
It might as well be for that place.
We're going to need a lot of contractor bags for that show. And we're talking to Helen from HGTV Canada's Neat. So this is going international.
I love Canada.
She's very popular. And, you know, they broadcast that show on Fit TV, too. It's an awesome show.
Here in the States.
Here in the States. She's a professional organizer. And she is president of her own company called We Organize You. Okay. And she provides clients with an approach to clearing their clutter and getting organized so they can regain control of their lives.
It's funny how home improvement kind of bridges into, like, that bigger picture stuff sometimes.
That whole, like, life improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you clear away clutter, it totally, you know, just makes you relax.
Other things change.
Yeah.
It's not just the clutter. It's the way you feel about things.
Well, the chaos of trying to, like, find things in your home can, like, wear on you, the stress and everything. And it doesn't make you very nice to other people because you're always frenzied.
Let's do another show on clutter. Just the clutter we have, the cluttered wallpaper in our house.
Now, that's when we should do that show from Matt's apartment. We can sit among his things and just, you know,
I'm wearing a gas mask. I was Matt's age once. I know what's in there.
When I was Matt's age, I lived once in college with 7 boys, and I understand what it's like.
We're going to have to, you know, swab out the beer bottles and pizza boxes, no question.
I swear, all those boys, they would get changed in the middle of the night downstairs and leave all their clothes and shoes in the living room. I just never understood it. I just never understood the way that they lived.
Efficiently.
We're giving away next week a Bostitch 15-gauge oil-free angled finish nailer kit, and we've already gotten a lot of good reasons why. So if you want to win, you have to send us a good one.
You do.
Email info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook, and you might just win.
And I'm going to up the ante, too. I want to see some molding.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook and become our fan. We love fans.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter, too. And check out our YouTube videos, too. We have a couple of them up, and they're on our front page of our website.
And more to come.
And more to come. So check in next Saturday at noon.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting organized.
Okay. We will be getting organized with Helen Bootygig?
You might want to tighten that up by the time she comes on the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've read this about 15 times.
I hope Helen's not listening right now.
Helen, I want
her to come on our show next week.
She might bail on the interview for this one.
She might be our only listener because she's trying to get ready.
I think Matt might be our special guest next week. We'll get organized with him.
Yeah, special guest Matt Lombardo has to be here.
Yeah, exactly. He has to be here next Saturday at noon. And don't forget to check us out at myfixituplife.com.